It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, what a difference a week makes, huh?
Isn't that interesting? It was just last weekend when I took a walk at minus 15, and here we are now talking in the 30s, and the forecasters are saying before the month is over, we will even see the 40s. Now, this is the last week of January. The last week of January is traditionally a week of very cold and sometimes record-setting cold and sometimes snowstorms, but not as much as it is just plain cold. But we're not going to be seeing that this time around. If you look at the January statistics, we are, thanks to the previous 9 days that we had cold, we are average at this time, not much different from normal. Now, that's going to change by the end of the month. However, we did have those 9 days, 9 days where we had below zero at least part of the day, nine straight days. So we'll see what becomes of the days later than that. We also, precipitation-wise, we are about normal. And snowfall, we are not normal. We did get some snow. I mean, as recently as dustings of snow this week, but nothing a major amount, and about 9 inches of snow for January. The number that is really shocking is the total amount of snow for the whole season. We're going to end the month with only about 17 inches of snow for the whole season. Now, by the time we reach end of January, we are about halfway through our snow season. So on a typical year, you take the amount that we have by the end of January and double it, and you get a pretty good idea of how much we'll be getting for the whole season. Now, that usually doesn't work out exactly. There are many times we have a lot more. I remember one year where in a period of 10 days, end of February, we got half of the amount of snow that we got for the entire winter. So things can definitely turn around and still even get very, very cold. But typically, by the end of January, we will have had about 50 inches of snow for the whole season, not this time around. We did pass a milestone. Last week, I mentioned how when we reached the 16th of January, we reached a time of 9 hours of daylight. Well, when we reached the 25th of January, we, for the first time since early November, what's that, almost 3 months, we are now going to have sunset after 5 p.m. We will notice it very quickly as we get into February. The days rapidly get longer, and slowly they are now, too. There's still some great stargazing if you have clear skies. It's hard to believe it that we had a full moon this week with all the clouds, but I noticed on some of the nights, even with the clouds, it still looked bright thanks to that full moon. Other things of note, we are bird-wise interesting. When we had the cold, the bird feeder was very active. Suet, sunflower seeds, very active. I had a regular six kinds of birds that showed up every day. That's a black-capped chickadee, the white-breasted nuthatch. Blue jays, one day I had six blue jays. Downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, and red-bellied woodpecker. So that was fine. It was enjoyable to watch them. Now with the milder weather, there haven't been as much. The birds really do not need our bird feeding, and it really shows up when the temperatures get mild. The disappointment with birds this past week has been the redpolls. 2 weeks ago, during a walk, I saw a flock I estimated of 100 redpolls. The next day, I saw another flock, and it was even closer to my house, and I thought, okay, they're going to come to the feeder. I'm going to be prepared. So I put out the thistle seed in large amounts that they like to come to, but that was it. I have not seen any at the bird feeder. I have not seen redpolls anywhere since then. So Once again, they really do not need us. Red poles feed on, yeah, they feed on thistle seed, but they feed on a lot of seeds from birch and alders, too. And birch and alders have, they're just loaded with seeds right now. It's kind of a disappointment. I have seen changes. I have seen years where red poles didn't show up till February. So it could still happen. So please be on the lookout. The crows and ravens are out there every day. I hear woodpecker drumming every day. And I had a great experience one morning this week of seeing a barred owl. The barred owls get more active if we get into February. And though I saw this one, I expect I'll start being hearing them soon, too. Deer, leaving tracks all over the place, have been very active. Lots of digging in the woods, digging around for acorns. But they've been very active. The other ones that have been active is coyotes. Coyotes, their activity is a little bit different. This is the mating or pre-mating of the coyote time. And they do a lot of travel to mark their territories and so forth. And I have an area that I call the coyote crossing where I see their tracks on a regular basis. Same way with snowshoe hare. I found a couple of sites where they've been very active and also crossing the trails and the roads. And they're in also some pre-mating. And so there is a lot of activity going on. With these mild days, two critters are going to show up. And I don't be surprised if we see them. And not only see them, but or find their tracks. And that is the raccoons and the skunks. In both cases, they sleep. They don't really hibernate. They sleep for the winter. And then they're out on these mild days. And it's not unusual to see either of the two. Often coming around our house, often coming to bird feeders and so forth. They are opportunists. They know where to find some food. Had an interesting sighting of another critter this week, and that was a shrew. Shrews are tiny. They are not rodents. They are not mice, as some people call them, and they are not moles. They are shrews, and shrews are voracious predators. They'll feed on anything they can, but they also eat seeds and so forth. So you see a shrew, you almost always see them on the move. They seem like they're always nervous, always active, and, of course, always hungry. In addition to that, this is interesting. 2 weeks ago, we had some mild weather up to about the 10th of January, and while I was out and doing some walking at animal tracks, I noticed some movement on the snow, and I took a closer look, and it turned out to be an insect that looks a lot like a mosquito, but it is not a mosquito. It's totally harmless. It's an insect called the winter crane fly, and this is when they reach their maturity, as in the winter. Well, that was followed by cold weather, and they didn't see any at all. But as soon as we got mild this week, yes, out there on the snow were once again winter crane flies. So if you see insects that look something like mosquitoes, no, they're not mosquitoes. They are a kind of winter insect. Also of note, there is something that just loves these foggy, humid days, and that is the lichens on the trees. The lichens that grow on the sides of trees are very hardy, and they just kind of shrivel up when it comes to winter. Winter is typically our driest time of year, and they just hold on to the bark for the winter. However, if there is a rain or if there is a humidity in the air or fog in the air, they will take advantage of it and they will absorb it. And suddenly the lichens look larger and more colorful than normal. And yes, I've been noticing that on my walks recently too. And that's going to continue to happen in the next several days. So, yes, we are reaching the end of January. So we look forward to whatever comes next. Who knows? It was quite a change from last week. Who knows what we might see next week. So take care. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Really appreciate it. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.